Texas Eagle in the morning with Petch and Amy.
When you think about how hard you have to work, your lack of vacation time, maybe there's not a lot of perks in your gig, and you're thinking, you know, the 2016 is going to be my year. It's going to be the year I really do what I want to do, make money, bank money, and go on vacations, and you need money to do that as well. So if you're trying to find a job that makes you a lot of money with a little, just as little education as possible, like, sure, if you want to be a surgeon, you can make money doing that, but you're going to need years of education.
Doing something that you actually kind of like doing as well.
Well, it depends who you are. Yes, according to CNBC, you can make a ton of money. I'm talking a boatload of money. What I should say is a buttload of money. As a mattress actress, what do you call them, mattress actresses? Yeah, $500 to $600 per scene. That's for guys. Females, you're looking at $800 to $1,000 for traditional scenes. That's just one man, one woman. If you want to do even more than that, they call them stunts, which sounds...
That sounds a little bit
That's when things start getting a little like, would I say no to that in behind closed doors?
Once that
you
starts
amping
up. You could
earn up to $2,000.
Is that per scene?
Per scene. So I wonder this is just minutes worth of work.
So I wonder how many scenes an average mattress actor or actress does in a day, I wonder. Like, I wonder if it's like, if they just do like one scene a day. Because when they're making a movie, there's I'm guessing there's multiple people. Like, they have one scene, then they move on to another one. But I wonder how many scenes you actually cut
it's
in
not,
one day.
It's not scene like frame by frame.
No, I didn't mean like that. But if there's, say, like a, I don't know, a 20-minute piece, but it's in a whole movie that's like a 90 minutes long, different scene. I wonder how many scenes you actually cut in one day.
I'm not sure, but...
Because for guys, it's a little bit... less than it would be for women, because guys need a little bit of recovery time where girls can just done and then move on to the next scene. That's quite work that way for
guys. That's the one time it's paid off to be a female, I guess.
Yeah, because you can just keep on going.
So we can at least fake it.
You can do it multiple times. Yeah. And just keep on going.
If you want to do appearances as well, you know, they go to gentlemen's clubs upon that. You can earn $7,000 to $10,000 per appearance.
So this is your last day today then?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
But exactly. That's a boatload of money. And I wonder how it feels to see if, because there's no real, around here, there's no gentlemen's clubs,
no,
is there?
No.
That if you're struggling, right? If you're just, say, a single mom, you got a couple kids, you're working two jobs, you have your day job, then maybe you work some nights and weekends. And if you're, you know, a server or something, you're like, you're putting in work and you're living paycheck to paycheck. And then you just see some girl walk out of the club. Get in her Lexus, drive off.
Do you know what makes
not a care in the world?
Do you know what makes me wonder about them, about that whole scene, though, is the fact that just, like, you know, if you're doing that for a living, doesn't then when you're doing it for real become less of a pleasure?
I don't know. Do you?
I just wonder. You know, because if you're like. Let's put it in a clean. If you're hooking up all day and being filmed, and then you get home and your boyfriend, girlfriend, or husband and wife is like, "Hey, baby, let's get it on," but you've been doing that all day.
God, my back hurts.
You know what I mean?
My hip got blown out.
Because when you do it, you enjoy it. Because obviously, it's not something that's a chore. It's something you do and enjoy. But if it's your work life, doesn't then?
Hey, if you do it your love, you never work a day in your life. is that what people tell us when people say, "Aren't you passionate about radio, though?" You're right. I don't go home and play radio.
You don't sit there and play AV double decks when you get home in the front room, do you?
Yeah.
It's just very weird.